Well, checking sports here this morning, first in high school track and field over the weekend on Saturday at the Graceland University Jenner Invitational in Lamoni. On the girls' side in the team competition, team standings, well, the finals look like this. It was Urbandale winning with 122 points. Trainer with 53 points was the runner-up. West Central Valley was third, with Shenandoah placing second, rather. Trainer was third, Maryville was fourth, West Central Valley fifth, Creston sixth, Bedford seventh, Atlantic totaled 26.2 points. That was good for a eighth place finish in that meet on Saturday. Some of the individual results look like this. On the girls' side, the 55-meter hurdles, Connor Sudman of Trainer had a fourth place finish. Also locally in the 55-meter dash, Megan Carley of Trainer placing third. In the 200-meter dash, it was Red Oaks' Dana Marsden placing third and Rachel Scheel of Nottoway Valley fourth. 4x800-meter relay, Shenandoah wins the title. Creston was third, Trainer fourth, Atlantic. Their team of Carson Rush, Pluma Pross, Cora Zakuta, and Amy Altman placing fifth overall. Also in the 1,500 meters, Claire Campbell of Shenandoah, the best local finish, placing third. In the 400-meter dash, Nottoway Valley's Rachel Scheel, the winner, Lexi Friend of Atlantic, placing fifth overall. In the 4x200-meter relay, Trainer was the champ, and Shenandoah placing third. In the 800-meter run, among the top finishers, Adriana Holmes of Shenandoah, fourth, Abby Altman of Atlantic, placing fifth. In the distance medley relay, it was Creston second, Atlantic placing third with a team of Lexi Friend, Pluma Pross, Jess Hartwig, and Carson Rush. Shenandoah was fourth in that race. 4x400-meter relay saw Trainer win with Shenandoah placing third. Also in some of the field events, the girls' high jump, Connor Sudman of Trainer the champ, Bella Johnson of Corning was second. Also locally, Jessica Jackson of Shenandoah and Alexis Brockman of Atlantic tied for second as well. They all cleared 4:10 Saturday. Also in the girls' long jump, it was Carmen Pickens of Shenandoah placing first, winning that event on Saturday. And in the girls' shot put, Creston's Hannah Hood, the champ, Logan Hughes of Shenandoah third, Faith Wilson of Creston fifth, and Cheyenne Elliott of Atlantic placing seventh in that event. On the boys' side at Lamoni on Saturday, in the team competition, it was Maryville winning with 115 and three-quarter points. Trainer was the runner-up with 90. Nottoway Valley third, BGM fourth, Shenandoah was fifth, Lewis Central sixth, and Corning placing seventh in that event. The Atlantic boys not participating there. 55-meter dash finals, Colin Rue of Lewis Central placing sixth. Also in the 200-meter dash, Nottoway Valley's Jared Corder was second, Wyatt McAlpin of Corning was fifth. In the 4x800-meter relay, Trainer was second, Shenandoah third, Nottoway Valley placing fourth. Also in the 1600 meters, Trey Castle of Trainer and Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer were one and two, and they were followed by three Nottoway Valley runners, Shane Braheny, Bryson Wallace, and Brayton Funk. Also in the 400 meter dash, Brett Daly of Trainer, the champ, Dakota Ernst and Jared Corder, both of Nottoway Valley, were right on his heels. Also in the 4x200 meter relay, Lewis Central, Corning, and Shenandoah were third, fourth, and fifth. The 800-meter run saw Jared Corder of Nottoway Valley win with Jordan Miller of Shenandoah second and Brayton Funk of Nottoway Valley placing third. Distance medley, Trainer the champ, Lewis Central placing fifth. Also in the 3,200 meters, Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley runner-up. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was third and Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley was fourth. 4x400-meter relay finals saw Trainer, Lewis Central, and Shenandoah place second, third, and fourth. Also in the boys' high jump, Dylan Fauble of Trainer was the winner, with Christian McEwen of Corning runner-up. Also, Brett Daly of Trainer took the championship in the boys' long jump, while in the high jump, in the shot put, rather, it was Logan Jones and Dane Theobald of Lewis Central, 1-2 in the final standings. In men's college basketball news, Drake announced on Sunday that it's hired Furman's Nico Medved as its new coach. Medved, the 2017 Southern Conference Coach of the Year, spent the past four seasons with the Paladins, where he led them to the 2017 Southern Conference regular season title. The 43-year-old Medved also spent six seasons as an assistant coach at Colorado State under current Nebraska coach Tim Miles. Before joining Colorado State, Medved spent a year as an assistant at Minnesota under Dan Munson after seven seasons as an assistant at Furman. Medved also was the Gophers' interim coach in 2006. Medved began his career at Minnesota in 1992 and was the associate head coach at McAllister College from 1997 to 1999. In men's college hoops yesterday in the NCAA Final Four, well, it's now set as the semifinals will include both South and North Carolina. 7th-seeded Gamecocks have earned their first berth in the national semifinals, while the number one Tar Heels have advanced this far for the 20th time. Sindarius Thornwell scored 26 points and hit the go-ahead free throws that put South Carolina ahead to stay in a 77-70 triumph over the 4th-seeded Florida Gators. There were 14 lead changes and 10 ties until Thornwell drained a couple of free throws to put the Gamecocks ahead 65-63 with 2:24 remaining. The East Regional MVP followed the shots with a nice assist to Malik Kotsar and a steal with 40 seconds left to help South Carolina go up 73-68. P.J. Dozier added 17 points for the Gamecocks, who trailed 40-33 at halftime. The Gators were 0-14 from three-point range in the second half after going 7-12 from downtown in the first 20 minutes. Justin Leon had a team-high 18 points for Florida. South Carolina will take on Gonzaga in the first semifinal Saturday at Glendale, Arizona. Like the Gamecocks, the Bulldogs have never played in a Final Four before. In Sunday's second game, North Carolina was facing the possibility of overtime until Luke May drained a jumper with 0.3 seconds left to give the top-seeded Tar Heels a 75-73 win over Kentucky in the South Regional Final. May's game-winning bucket came after Kentucky freshman Malik Monk hit a three-pointer to tie the game with 7.2 seconds remaining. De'Aaron Fox also hit a tray after North Carolina went on a 12-0 run to take a six-point lead late in the game. May finished with 17 points off the bench for North Carolina. Justin Jackson scored 19. Joel Berry, the second, added 11 points. Bam Abadeo and Fox each had 13 points for the Wildcats, while Monk finished with a dozen. North Carolina will face Midwest champ Oregon on Saturday in the other semifinal in Arizona. Also in men's college hoops action yesterday, Texas A&M Corpus Christi beat Fort Wayne 78-62, and Maryland-Baltimore County dumped Liberty 80-68 in the third round of the CIT tournament. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women made only 4 of 23 shots from three-point range as they lost to Washington State 74-66 in the quarterfinal round of the women's NIT.
You know, when you're shooting 50% from two-point range and 17% from three-point range, you just can't keep taking them. And unfortunately, we did. And, you know, they were clogging up the middle, though. They clogged up the paint and tried to take that away from us. So credit them for that. But unfortunately, the three ball wasn't going down for us.
Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, sophomore Megan Gustafson led the way with 18 points and 15 rebounds as the Hawkeyes closed their season with a record of 20-14.
Well, I just think there's so many great things for the future of our basketball program. And, you know, we're going to take a little time right now to relax and enjoy the last year, but then we'll start getting ready for next year.
Yeah, Bluter says the focus will shift immediately to individual improvement.
You know, we only have a couple weeks of individual workouts, and so we're just going to take really individual meetings, talk about things that we can improve on individually, and really tackle those areas. So everybody's development will look different depending on what we feel like we've identified that they can really work on to improve their game.
Senior Allie Disterhoff was 11 of 14 from the free throw line and finished with 16 points. Freshman Kathleen Doyle added 11 points, 5 rebounds, and a couple of steals with a career-high 8 assists as Iowa finishes the season with 20 or more victories for the 8th time in the last 10 seasons. Stanford has reached the NCAA Women's Final Four. It's the first time in 3 years. Mississippi State is in it for the first time ever. The Cardinal rallied from a 16-point second-half deficit to beat Notre Dame 76-75 to win the Lexington Regional. Alana Smith's jumper with 23 seconds left capped the rally and ended Notre Dame's 17-game winning streak. Erica McCall preserved the win by blocking a last-second shot. Brittany McPhee scored 27 points as the second-seeded Cardinal won their 8th in a row overall. In the Oklahoma City Regional, Morgan Williams poured in a career-high 41 points as the second-seeded Bulldogs outscored number one Baylor 94-85 in an overtime game. Williams provided a layup with 22 seconds left to force the overtime. Victoria Vivians had 24 points for Mississippi State, which won a game that featured 24 lead changes. Authorities in Central Iowa say Chicago Bears cornerback DeAndre Hall and Green Bay Packers cornerback Mackinton Dorliant were arrested outside a bar in Cedar Falls. Hall was cited for disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and interference with official acts, while Dorliant was cited for interference. Police say officers responded to a report of a fight outside the bar Sharky's Funhouse on Saturday night. According to a police affidavit, Hall did not respond to police instructions and spit in the officers' faces. Police say an officer used a taser on Hall's legs in order to get him into the squad car. Dorliant was detained after authorities say that he approached officers in a threatening manner following Hall's arrest. A Packers spokesman says the team is aware of the situation and they're gathering more information. The Bears have not responded to an email looking for comment yet. Both men played college football in Cedar Falls at Northern Iowa. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.